Of course, both of us got dressers.
Does the word bureau mean anything to you, or?
Yes, we used to have a bureau at the ranch. Mom had one. And my older sister has still got the bureau that our grandfather John made. And my son at the main ranch has got a bookcase that our grandfather John made.
It must be worth a lot then, huh? A lot of sentimental value. Did you ever have, for example, what would you bring the coal into the house in?
Coal bucket.
Okay, were there other types of buckets?
Well, yeah, there were tin pails we used to carry water in, and I guess that's all. Today it's all plastic, but at that time it was tin pails.
Were you the person that had to bring the coal in sometimes?
I carried a lot of coal. I got up in the night and went out to the coal house here and carried in coal to keep that old shack warm.
It doesn't sound like one of your happier memories.
Well, I'm just happy that I was able to do it.
What's that piece of cloth there hanging over the... Well, first of all, the sink there. When you go to the sink, you turn on the...
Water tap, water faucet.
Okay, do you call it either tap or faucet?
Mostly we call it faucet.
Okay, and if it were the side of the house, you'd call it?
Outside, it's tap.
I see, okay. And when you're washing dishes, you probably use a...
Washcloth.
Okay. And when you dry them, you use a...
Tea towel.
Okay. And let's see, what else do we have here? You mentioned what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Uh-huh. And if you were boiling water, you'd probably use what?
A tea kettle.
Are there anything else you might use? Maybe you could tell me a few of the other implements. Or
well, yeah, if you need lots of water, you use a wash boiler or you use a big kettle or whatever.
Mm-hmm. How about if you're cooking, for example, eggs? What would you
Skillet.
Do?
Skillet. Uh-huh.
Would you ever call that a frying pan?
Very seldom.
I see. Okay. How was, in the old days, how did they keep the place that you lived in, how they keep it lighted?
In the old days?
Uh-huh.
Kerosene lamps. Did you ever see one?
Uh-huh.
You want to see one?
Okay.
Well, shut her up.
Okay, you were telling me about kerosene lamps, and you just showed me one. Maybe you could tell me if there were other types of lamps you used.
There was, in later years, they had what they called a gasoline lantern. It burned on mantle. Something like the Aladdin lamp, only it burned gasoline instead of kerosene. And far more portable. That Aladdin lamp out there would be pretty awkward to carry around on account of that tall chimney. But a lantern had a bale on it and you can carry it everywhere.
I see. Now, did they ever call, were there other types of makeshift lamps, for example? They might have made from a Coke bottle or something.
No, not in our family.
I see.
Henry did out in the coal shed for us girls to fill the coal buckets by. He fixed the lamp. All he did was put sand in a metal basin and pour kerosene in it. And when you went out to get a bucket of coal, you lit that kerosene sand, and when you left the house, you turned another lid over to put the fire out. And you could make several trips to the coal house and use that before you had to refill it.
Was there any name they had for that lamp, or you just...